one name stands out, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.
Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to extend a warm welcome to all of you who are joining us here for our weekly morning coffee with Dr. T. You know, for the last 22 years, I've given thousands of interviews and conference speaking things, but almost all of them have been on vaccines. But because I've got over 30 years of medical experience, I wanted to get information about various different topics and wanted to answer your questions as specifically as I can. Now, with that means that you can ask questions, but do it kind of generically. I cannot give specific medical advice to what you're talking about this morning, but think of this as getting together every Tuesday morning at a coffee shop, having a short coffee, cup of coffee, and this is my coffee cup this morning. It says, "Faith can move mountains," and just have a little chat, but to start the day and to start your week. I'll come prepared with a couple of topics sometimes, and sometimes we have a guest, but sometimes we just have conversations. So this morning, I want to give a shout out to all you people who've been in Florida and just experienced Hurricane Debbie. I saw some videos last night of the water damage was, even though it was only a Category 1, the amount of rain that was dropped by that hurricane. I mean, I saw a video of somebody going down the street and the car was up to, or the water in the street was up to the level of the bottom of the windows on trucks and above the windows on cars. So a shout out to all you guys from Florida. If there's anybody joining us this morning, I know your time is really kind of tough. And they just announced there's another storm that's brewing. And it is hurricane season in Florida. You know, that goes from June until about November. So we'll be thinking about you and hope that if you've got any massive cleanup stuff that needs to go on today, that you'll turn on some of our podcasts. You'll listen to those podcasts to keep yourself company. I know it's been really bad. You know, another thing that is a lot on people's minds is the stock market meltdown. I mean, it's been some pretty huge drops in the last couple of days. And those that follow that and are kind of been the gold and silver bugs for a long time are saying that it's just the first shockwave of more to come. Because I've been watching sort of the meltdown of the Japanese market for a couple months. And I think Japan is something like the third or fourth largest economy in the world. And when they are melting down, it's just going to send shockwaves and ripples. And with the United States recently announcing that it is now $35 trillion in debt, you know, I wrote a Substack about money a while ago, and I put in a graphic that shows how much $1 trillion is, and it's just massive. You just can't even imagine. It's like 1,000 pallets with $100 bills on it, and that's just $1 trillion. I was listening to a video yesterday. I haven't listened to all of it yet, but it was talking about that. How much is $35 trillion? And they said, if the time when Jesus was born, from the day he was born up until now, if you spent $1 million a day, that would only be a little over $1 trillion. And we're $35 trillion in debt. It can't go on. So I think it's really important for you to be prepared. And that's not to be a gloom doom or, you know, go hide underneath your bed, but sometimes when things are so obvious, sort of like the hurricane that just happened in Florida, you know, we heard it for days, you know, all about it. You know, I listened to Z88.3 and they're a big weather station with the National Weather group and National Weather Station, and they had it all day long. And I know that when it was right in the heart of it, they were having tornado warnings and tornado watches and strong storms. And that's just part of what they do. They're part of the National Weather Service announcement for Central Florida. But the point of that is that people were prepared. They actually have kits on their website about getting prepared for hurricanes, about what to have, like flashlights and candles and matches that you've got in containers that are waterproof, and, you know, different food supplies, because, you know, for the most part, hurricanes just are, you know, last 3 or 4 days. But the aftermath of that can last for weeks in terms of electricity being out, cleanups, and all those sorts of things. The thing is though, you know about it and you hear about it and you have an opportunity to get prepared. Well, if we've got an opportunity to get prepared for the coming meltdown, the economic meltdown, and we've talked about this a little bit on this show, and I've talked about it on some of my other podcasts about what all things are they going to pull? What stops are they going to pull between now and the election? We don't really know, but most people anticipate it's not going to be good. So that's a warning sign. So get prepared. You should have food and water, and we should have food and we should have water and batteries and lights and different things. But you should also invest in some gold and silver. And gold, I think yesterday I looked at it, it was like $2,600 an ounce. I remember back when they were making a big hoopla about gold being over $1,000 an ounce. And then it was a bigger hoopla when gold passed $2,000 an ounce. Now it's on its way to three. And it's not so much that gold is going up, it's that the value of the dollar is going down. And, you know, they use that gold standard of, you know, back in the early 1900s, that with a $1 gold coin, a man could buy a pair of shoes and a suit. Well, now they say, you know, it takes $2,600 to buy a good quality suit and some shoes. And that's kind of one of the bellwethers of that. But if you can't afford to get any gold, now you don't have to get a whole ounce. Sometimes, you know, like we have Kirk Elliott, we promote on our Learning for You site. We have an entire series. I think it's an 8 or a 9 part series that Kirk Elliott did for us about gold and silver and investing in it. And Cookie can put that up there in terms of the link. If you really don't know that much about it and you want to know more about why gold and silver is so important. So we have I think it's an 8 or 9 part series on Learning for You about gold and silver. And you can buy gold in tenth of an ounce. And I've got some of those little coins, and they're little teeny tiny little coins. They're really kind of cute that they're 1/10 of an ounce. So, you know, but that may even be outside of the reach of some people to be able to do that. We have a contract with Kirk Elliott that, you know, if you use our link and use our affiliate code, that helps us a little bit, and it gets you a better discount because we're an affiliate with him. But he's the largest gold and silver commodity trader in the country, maybe even in the world, but for sure in the US. And I've known Kirk for years and years and years, and he's very trustworthy. And if you've got a 401k or if you've got sizable amounts of money that you want to put into gold or silver, I would say go to Kirk Elliott and get that invested. You know, silver's up to $28 an ounce. I mean, because I just looked at it yesterday. And I remember buying silver at like $12 an ounce. And Kevin, my husband, was a big silver bug, and he started buying silver back when he first went into the Navy, when silver was, you know, an ounce of silver was about $4 an ounce. So, you know, he said, you know, every paycheck he went out and bought a couple of silver coins and then just put them away. And so this is a way to accumulate that gold and silver wealth, is a little bit at a time. But if you can't do that, if you can't afford that, if, you know, because everything now is so expensive, food, gas, rent, everything is, clothing, everything is so expensive. I'm sure that you could buy, you could afford a little bit of silver, like one coin at a time. And that's also why we do business with an organization called 7K Metals. And we've had an affiliation with them for 3 years, maybe a little bit longer. We got introduced to them and learned about them through Christian Northrup. Dr. Northrup is a big advocate of 7K Metals, and so is Carrie Madej. And so, it's some of the five docs are involved with it. I've met Pastor Gary Goslin. I spent a good deal of time with him. He will handhold you and walk you through those little bits of investments. He will get on the phone with you and talk to you about it. But 7K Metals is another area where if you can't afford large quantities, if you don't have, $10,000 sitting in your closet, like most people don't. But some people have a retirement fund, or some people have, or they do have that, and they want to move it in, move that those Federal Reserve notes into something of value. Some of the things of value are gold, silver, land, property, and that you're not holding several Federal Reserve notes. Also, commodities like there's food storage companies that you can buy and have food storage things that, I bought some food storage things. That actually I'm kind of eating now because they're really tasty and the price of food is so expensive. I went to the grocery store on Friday and I just buy for me. Well, me and Tegan. Sometimes I get little things for my little puppy, for Tegan. But mostly it's just for me. And I got fruits and vegetables. I got a thing of paper towels. I had bought no meat, no chicken, no salami, no anything like that. No wine. I bought no alcohol, no meat. And it was $150. And every time I go to the store and I buy for just me, and I buy about 2 to 2.5 weeks of groceries at a time. I think this must be so brutal on families that have that, on families that have, a big family. And I would imagine that's probably why they mostly shop at Costco or BJ's or places like that, because you can spend the same dollar, get larger quantities. But if you've got a large family, I understand that it's really tough. I really do. But thinking outside of the day-to-day and thinking about the future, if you think it's tough now, it's going to get tougher, particularly in the next 4 months. So that's why I just suggest to be prepared. Get your Federal Reserve notes out of the bank as best as you can and put them into something of value and something that will make a difference and will hold its value. That's the one thing I can say for sure is that gold and silver won't, the value of gold and silver will never go to zero, ever. It'll always have value. And to have silver, it's really important to do that. It's, if you silver, the problem with buying larger quantities of silver is that it's really heavy. It's not very portable, unlike one or two pieces of gold or maybe platinum or some or palladium or something like that. But get something of value in your pocket. Get some food storage that doesn't expire, that lasts for like 25 years. They're freeze-dried sort of things that you put them in some boiling water, and first thing you know, you've got some food and it's surprisingly tasty. And then if you use some spices, we still are an advocate for Leila Ali's spices, because they're as organic as they can get, and you can put some spices in there, put a little bit of butter. I put butter on everything. And it's and it's really pretty tasty. And really a big pouch of it will serve you 5 or 6 meals. So do something of value. Get prepared to move ahead because times are going to get rougher and they're going to be not so good. Let's see. Let's move this here. There we go. So if you've got any questions about that, put it in the Q&A. Cookie will get you the links, or Michelle will get you the links for the courses from Learning for You, and also the link for our from Kirk Elliott if you want to do some larger quantities. And larger quantities may be just $500. It may not have to be like $25,000, but Kirk will serve you well, and his team. He's got a big team of people that do great customer service, and hopefully that will be something of value. Or if you're just wanting to buy one coin at a time because that's what you can afford, we suggest signing up with 7K Metals. And we use that in our commercials, and those links are available too. I can't, it's hard for me to see, but I'm assuming that those links went up there, right, Cookie? Or Heather? Or...
Yes, I put them in the chat.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so let's talk about some of the questions. I've got two questions in here. So Dorothy asks, good morning. What do I recommend for a supplement to continue to keep your immunity up in preparation for what is about to release on us next? Well, our Optimmune is like our best-selling product, and it really does have everything in it that you really need. It has, you know, quercetin, it has zinc, it has NAC, it's in two pills, you can get most everything that you need. If you don't have a prescription of ivermectin on board and you're in the state of Ohio, we do a service. We did this during COVID and we're continuing to do it. We're starting to get a lot of calls this fall because ivermectin can treat any virus. I mean, it's not just, COVID or bird flu or anything like that. And I've taken ivermectin, you've heard me talk about this before, twice a week since probably 2020. I take it on Sunday and Thursday. Nothing magical about those days. It's just a pattern I've fallen into, and it's easy for me to remember. If you're from the state of Ohio and you want to get an ivermectin prescription, you can call our office at Tenpenny Integrated Medical Center. They do an informed consent over the phone and a signature informed consent, a little mini history over the phone. It's like a telemedicine consult. And then send you a prescription that you can get filled in the state of Ohio. Now, why I say the state of Ohio is because myself and the other practitioners that work there are only licensed in the state of Ohio. We're not licensed across state lines. And so if you're in the state of Ohio and it's time to get your ivermectin prescription and hydroxychloroquine prescription renewed for this fall and what's coming up, you can call Tenpenny Integrated Medical Center at 440-239-3438, or you could go to the website at tenpennyimc.com. It's IMC, which stands for Tenpenny Integrative Medical Center, tenpennyimc.com. You can get the phone number there. You can see the other services that we offer. It's fall. Fall allergies are starting with ragweed and things like that. And if you want to get that taken care of naturally, quickly, effectively, and it lasts a really long time without doing any medications, call our clinic. We've had people from all 50 states and around 20 countries that have come to our clinic, and mostly to go through our allergy elimination program. So you can come and stay a week, go through the whole program. We've got discounted rates at hotels that are literally right across the street from where the clinic is. You get your allergies taken. We also do breast thermography there, so you can get your thermogram done. You can do some really novel testing sorts of things that we do. We've had people that have literally flown in from California, New York, Florida. They come in, they get there first thing in the morning. They do their allergy checkup. They get a breast thermogram. They get their annual blood stuff done. Their Boston Heart Labs and a company that we use that's called Vibrant America that checks your all your levels of your vitamins from a different way. You can get an adrenal test done. You can get a hormone test done if you're having hot flashes. And what people do is they fly in, they have their office visit, they get their testing done. And then it takes about 3 weeks or so to get the results back. And then we do the follow-up visit by phone. So it's a telemedicine conference, but a consultation by phone on the follow-up of your tests. So ivermectin, get ready for that. Build up your immune system. Look at Optimmune. Stock up on that. It's a really good thing to have. Continually to detox your system because we live in a horribly toxic world. And so, zeolite spray is something you should have on your counter and you should have in your armamentarium, and you should be taking that every day. I leave my bottle sitting down here because I spend so much time in the studio down here. So it's sitting down here so that it reminds me to take it. Because, the important thing about taking lots of vitamins, which I do, is putting them in a place where you see them so they remind you to take them. It's really a lot. And so that's something that you can stock up on and have in your cupboard. It is August. It's back to school. You don't need to take your kids to get all their vaccines. Don't do that. You know, get your kids on some Optimmune and give them a couple of sprays of zeolite as they walk out the door in the morning on their way to school to keep their immune systems beefed up as it's getting, we're coming up on back to school time. I know they're talking about it in Florida that school starts next week. You know, across the country, school will be rolling in the next 30 days for various people. I did see a meme yesterday, though, that showed the difference between the 1970s and now, how many parents are homeschooling. And now there's about 5 million kids being homeschooled. And kudos to those parents who are not allowing their kids to go to those woke organizations and have to pick their pronoun of the day and be taught about the transgender agenda all day long. And has a many of these homeschooling programs, the ones that we advocate, I think the link is still on the website somewhere, Michelle, where the homeschooling thing that we put together last year.
Yeah, it should be under the education section. I'll double check.
Yeah, if you can put that into the chat. If you go to drtenpenny.com, there's an educational section there that we put a lot of those different things in. And we had a lot of different, four or five different people on my podcast talking about their homeschooling programs. And then we put it together on a page as a place to start. If parents haven't homeschooled before, or they don't know how to do it, or they're looking around and they're shopping around for different organizations, we made that convenient for everybody. So it would be good. So there you see, it's underneath education and news. It goes right there. Consider homeschooling. Thank you for putting that up there. I know that you, the guys that are listening by podcast, just audio, or listening by radio, you won't be able to see it. But those this morning, you can see all the different episodes and things that we've done. They're great podcasts and they're really interesting, and they have give you some really, really great options in terms of if you're not homeschooling, how to get started, some Christian homeschooling organizations that can teach your kid a biblical worldview instead of a secular worldview. And I think you'll like it. So you can take a look there and take a look and see if there's something of interest for those of you that aren't homeschooling, but would like to. You know, one of the cool things about homeschooling is I've talked to a lot of homeschoolers, and Michelle homeschools her daughter, is that you've got a curriculum and lessons that you have to do, but mostly you can get those lessons done in the morning. It takes, 4 hours, and then you've got the rest of the day that you can put them into special projects, into things that they really enjoy, like reading special things or drawing or creating something, or just spending time outdoors and things like that. You don't need to put them in a jail for 8 hours a day to teach them what they can get done in 3 to 4 hours. So take a look at it and see if there's something there, and pass that link on to other people or to your kids about your grandkids. That would be a good place to start. Next question.
If they want to go just directly, it's drtenpenny.com/homeschooling.
Okay, there you go. drtenpenny.com/homeschooling with the ing on the end. So you can go directly. Those that are listening on the radio can go directly from there. The next question. What do I suggest as a natural treatment for tooth gum infection to avoid a root canal? One of the best things that you can do for oral health is take coenzyme Q10. CoQ10 absolutely makes oral things go away. It improves your gums like you wouldn't believe. And so it's that's a very good thing to try to do. Peppermint, oregano oil, both of those are really, really good. Oregano oil is probably the best natural antibiotic that's on the market. And if you use that in your mouth, it burns. I've done it before. It's really kind of strong. But you can dilute it and put it right on the tooth and put it around your gum. So I would say oregano oil is really important. And then CoQ10, and CoQ10 is good for your whole body, but it's really, really good for inside of your mouth. And yes, avoid the root canal. As you know, it's, you know, if you have to get her, here's my take on root canals. And I've had lots of conversations about with dentists about this, actually even arguments with dentists about this. But if you have to have a root canal because you've had an acute fracture of a tooth and you have a nerve that's exposed, that's one thing. If you have a root canal that's infected and there's lots of bacteria and pus and things down in there, you are actually putting cement over top of an infection that never heals, because the little tiny microtubules in your tooth, there are thousands of them. And you can't completely eliminate that before you put the cement in there for the root canal. And so, you know, a root canal on top of an infected tooth, I mean, it's just knee-jerk reflex. It's what they do. It's the protocol that they do. And it, you know, may help with your pain, but it becomes a chronic nidus of infection and a chronic problem. And every tooth in your mouth, every single tooth in your mouth, it has associated with it an acupuncture meridian, an artery, a vein, a nerve, and a little piece of your lymphatic tissue, and an acupuncture meridian. And so if you end up with a root canal and it's packed in there on top of stuff that's a festering infection, it's going to affect all that stuff. Your artery, your vein, they'll kill the nerve. But I've seen people that have had root canals that still have pain, and that's because the chronic infection never goes away, and the infection in the bone has never gone away. So do your best, Dorothy, to avoid whatever you have to do a root canal. Another thing is some dentists that I know kind of open up the gum tissue and they use ozone. They've got an ozonator in their office that they blow ozone in there, because the ozone will kill bacteria and things like that. But those sorts of things, oregano oil, hopefully that will help you avoid that. Suggestions to treat toenail fungus. The mainstay to that I've known of for lots and lots of years is, you know, ivermectin and tea tree oil. Tea tree oil topically, and you can also use colloidal silver on top of that. That may help to eliminate it. We've got a great new affiliate with what is it called, Michelle? It's called
Micronic Silver.
Yeah, Micronic Silver. That they give you a great discount if you want to get that. And they have creams and gels. They've got liquid sort of things. And the gel, you know, I think that for a toenail fungus, you will want something like a gel that you can really rub it into the toenail fungus and try to take a Q-tip and put a little bit around the edge at the top. You can alternate that with tea tree oil, because tea tree oil will starve out the fungus, and then the colloidal silver will make it go away. And ivermectin has been shown to help some of that too. So,
Dr. T, for the Micronic Silver, they can go to micronicsilver.net. They get 10% off if they use code DRT. And if you can't remember the name of that website, everything that we have is under our shop section. So if you go to drtenpenny.com, drtenpenny.com, under the shop section, it is there. And everything Dr. Tenpenny talks about is there too. And, you know, I might just quickly let people know that we have a short bit.ly link for the Optimmune that Dr. Tenpenny spoke about earlier, which is great. Everybody should have that in their closet. Stock up on it. It has everything in it, like she said. That short link for people listening on radio is bit.ly/Optimmune. O P like Peter, T I mune, M like Mary, U N like Nancy, E. So bit.ly/Optimmune. Again, everything's in our shop section, but just for those listening to the radio.
There we go. Thank you. Yeah, she's so much better at reminding me to spell things out. I'm just talking. I forget about doing that sort of thing. Mark, I see your note here. I won't read it out loud, but we will. Mark was the one who asked a few weeks ago about Ensure for her elderly mom, and she's not doing well. So I would ask everybody to keep Mark's mother in her prayers, in their prayers, in their family, as she is probably getting ready for her transition, which we all do. And you know, there's a saying that said, that I learned a long time ago, that it said, a man's dying is not his own, but it's of those he leaves behind. So, you know, the person that dies, I mean, when they transition and they can go to meet the Lord and they're out of pain and they're out of, you know, if they've got cancer or some other types of things, you know, they've lived a good life and their life goes on. But it's the people that are left behind that miss them and wish that they were still around. You know, both of my parents died suddenly. Well, that's not true. My dad died suddenly. He died in his sleep. My mom had breast cancer and died rather quickly. But I will tell you, if you've got elderly parents that are, I guess, kind of dwindling away, as elderly parents do sometime, use that opportunity to heal your relationship. Have a conversation with them and get rid of any sort of things that you may be harboring. Do the forgiveness work, because the forgiveness work is what keeps you healthy. I remember when my mom died in 2007, so it's been a long time. And I remember probably a month before she died, she was sitting in her wheelchair in our house, and you know, I was feeling really sad. And I, you know, I just, you know, I said to her, I said, Mom, I'm so sorry. I could have been such a better daughter and spent more time with you. And, you know, I just was so caught up in my career and we didn't spend a lot of time together. And my mom was 5'1", 90 pounds soaking wet. She'd been that way her whole life. And she was sitting on that wheelchair and she took her finger and she just wagged it at me. And she said, there will be none of that. I could have been a better mother. I could have come over here. I could have called you more. You know, both of us could have done better. Life is what it was. And she said, you know that we love each other and, you know, we can't go back. And so there will be no regrets over that. I will say that was probably the best gift my mom ever gave me, because when she really did pass, I wasn't spending a lot of time in remorse because we really had that conversation. So if you have anybody in your life that is struggling with cancer or heart disease or in a nursing home or whatever they are, if you've got someone in your life or you've got somebody that isn't even sick like that, but just somebody in your life, the forgiveness work is so important. I think I've talked about this before, but it bears repeating because I don't have any other questions in the Q&A in here. If you've got other questions, please pop them in. There is a book that I read in the early 90s called Remarkable Discovery. And it was done by a research team that they interviewed 3,000 people with cancer that had recovered from cancer. And then they divided their data into 5 different categories. There were people that had done all conventional medicine, people who had done all alternative medicine, people that had done a blend of both conventional and alternative, people that had done prayer healing and gotten better by healing. And then there was a group of people that hadn't done a darn thing, and it just went away. And their premise was, if we can figure out something in here that's a commonality amongst all 5 of these groups of people that recovered from their cancer, if there was something that was a commonality, then we could use that going forward to help other people heal. Well, at the end of the day, of what they really figured out was that there were 3 things that people did. The first thing was they cleaned up their life. They stopped eating junk food. They did a detox program. They went on maybe a plant-based diet. They did, but they stopped drinking, stopped smoking, stopped using perfumes. They just really cleaned up their life and stopped all of their exposures. That was the primary thing and the first thing. The second thing was they got real with their God, whatever that meant to them. If they were a Protestant or a Catholic or a Muslim or a Hindu or whatever they were, but they got really real with their God and developed a spiritual connection with their God. And the third thing, and the most important thing, was the forgiveness work. They went back in time and forgave their sister for breaking their favorite doll, for any sort of insultive things that, you know, I haven't talked to my sister or my brother for 20 years. They went back and healed that relationship. And it was, some of the stories were just made you cry. They were so beautiful. And I remember one of the stories that there was a guy that had a inoperable tumor in the roof of his mouth. And he healed a thing with his son that they hadn't spoken to each other in 20 years. And he called up his son and said, "I'm so sorry for being such a wretched dad." And the son said, "I'm sorry for not being a good son." And they had this whole healing conversation. And the next day, the tumor in the roof of his mouth literally fell out. It literally fell out. And he rushed off to the ER and ended up seeing his ENT that did plastic surgery to reconstruct the roof of his mouth. But the bottom line for that is clean up your life, get real with God, and do the forgiveness work. And what they also found was that people got real with their life, cleaned up their life and got real with their God, but did not do the forgiveness work, their cancer did not heal, or it went away, it got better, but then it came back. So forgiveness work is so important, and it doesn't have to be huge. It doesn't have to be, you know, a long drawn out, you know, all those sorts of things. It can be calling somebody up and say, "You remember that incident that happened that has caused a rift between us for all these years? I'm so sorry. And I'm older now, and I think, look back on that and how silly it was for that to happen, and I don't want it to still have the rift in our life." Something as simple as that. And if the other person isn't ready for it and they hang up the phone and say, "You know, screw you, I'm not, you know, I'm going to hate you the rest of my life," and they hang up the phone, that's on them. You did your work. That's on them. So I just encourage people to you know, at this day and age and at these late hours, and if this really is the, you know, the approach of the end times, now is the time more than ever to do your forgiveness work.
Dr. T, I have some questions that came in, if you have time.
Well, I got three more in here, and then we'll do some more.
Okay.
Is there, Jackie asks, is there an alternative to knee replacement for bone on bone? Well, first of all, the whole concept of bone on bone has, it's like every time I hear somebody say that, it's like nails on a chalkboard to me. Bone on bone is not the problem. It's because bone doesn't have sensory nerves. It's not that one bone is rubbing on the other bone and causing you to have a lot of pain. The problem with your pain, the pain if you've got a knee issue, is the supporting structures around it. It's the cartilage, it's the ligaments, it's the muscles that need to be strengthened and repaired. And there are a fair number of products on the market. There's a product that we have recently come in contact with that I know the president and the vice president of the company. It's called Juvant, J-U-V-A-N-T. We do have an affiliate relationship with them. And the cool thing about that, it is to strengthen, it's for osteoporosis. It's an amazing micro vibration tool. And they have a 30-day money-back guarantee. If you've used it every day and you use it for about 10 minutes a day, supposedly 20 minutes, but you can, 10 minutes is enough. And at the end of 30 days or not, either 30 or 60 days, if you've not seen any change at all in your pain or in your mobility or things like that, they offer 100% money back guarantee, no questions asked. You just, you know, when you get the machine, it's a pretty good size machine. It's like an oversized bathroom scale. It's probably like maybe 3 feet wide and 3 feet long and about 6 inches thick. And save the box. And if it doesn't work, you can send it back. So that can be something that can help with your knee. You know, there's all kinds of natural anti-inflammatories that can really help. You know, glucosamine really, really does help with bone pain. MSM really does help with bone pain. Bromelain is another product that helps with aches and pains because it breaks up fibrous things in your body. So bromelain, MSM, glucosamine, you know, products that have chondroitin in them, glucosamine, chondroitin. I've never recommended those because all of the research that was done with chondroitin was using the product IV. It's a very large product. It's hard to digest. And the best quality chondroitin is a high-end shark cartilage that's very expensive. And so not very many supplement companies use it because it's too expensive to work with. So just get a plain glucosamine. Glucosamine is one of those type of supplements. I think we've got some of that in our store. glucosamine tends to be, I've found glucosamine utilization over the years to be kind of an all or nothing product. Meaning if you take it a couple times a day for probably 6 weeks, it's really either going to really help or it's not going to help at all. And so it's a good thing, relatively inexpensive supplement that you can try. It doesn't interfere or interact with anything. And so that would be a good place to start. And MSM builds up the cartilage. So it's MSM has elemental sulfur in it. So those are a couple of things that you can try, Jackie, and see if that doesn't help. Next question, is there something that can replace pharmaceuticals for ADHD? Oh, that is a really long topic. Why don't you bring that up at the beginning of next week? Because we're kind of short on time and there's quite a few answers in there. It's about allergies. It's about central focus. There's a whole bunch of stuff that we can do, but save that one for next week and bring it up to me early. Another question. My daughter has celiac disease and has suffered from severe migraines for years now. I've suggested to her three things to start her healing process: parasite cleansing, toxin removal, and heavy metal detox. I got her started on the zeolite spray. Am I on the right page? You're absolutely on the right page. And the thing I would add in there is digestive enzymes, and add in some bile salts, you know, in terms of digestive enzymes. I'm not sure if it's in our store. We used to have a product called Panplex that was a digestive enzyme that had a lot of bile salts in it. I'm not sure if that's in our store or not, but you can go to the health food store and get a digestive enzyme with a lot of bile salts, and that will really help to heal up her gut and cut down on the inflammation. I mean, the other thing that if she's suffered from that, if the gut-brain connection is real, and so healing up her gut with probiotics, digestive enzymes, the detox stuff that you're talking about, those are all really, really good things. And you are absolutely in the right direction. So hopefully those are a couple more things that can help to heal up her gut. If you, because, you know, with celiac, the problem with, one of the big problems with celiac is that celiac disease is gluten sensitivity. A real sensitivity. I mean, you don't produce the enzymes in your gut to break down the gluten. and the problem is that so many things have cross-contamination in them, even at a little bit. It's hard to eat at a restaurant. They've done some research over the years that have shown that even if you go to a restaurant and you get a gluten-free entree, that something like 60% of them have some level of cross-contamination. Because the kitchen is contaminated. The kitchen uses bread and breadcrumbs and things like that. So it's really a hard disease to have. So digestive enzymes can really help. Digestive enzymes and probiotics. I think that's good. Okay, Cookie, what do you got?
Can I add something to that zeolite detox, just so that, because she was doing the gut. The spray does the cellular level. The dropper does the gut. So I just want to make sure that you have both. I'm not sure who asked the question, but just want to make sure that you have both. If you go to our page under the detox protocol page that we had, and I'll get that link for you guys, that has Dr. Tenpenny's OptiLine detox protocol, as well as the duo detox from zeolite, because the dropper really does the gut. So if you've never ordered, you can get your first two bottles with a $50 discount. You can go to our short link, which is bit.ly/DRT detox 2. And I've put that up in the chat here, and I'll get it to Diane to make sure she puts it up in the studio section. But in our detox protocol at drtenpenny.com, she has them all there. So I'll just make sure that it's in here. Sorry about that, Dr. T.
And what she was referring to is fulvic minerals. It's the fulvic minerals that does the gut. And thanks for reminding me about that. That the spray does the blood, it goes into your bloodstream. The fulvic minerals does the detox in your gut. And that's what Michelle was talking about. Cookie, what do you got?
Okay. First question is, can you recommend a naturopath doctor in Northeast Ohio?
Well, Northeast Ohio, first of all, naturopathic doctors are not licensed in the state of Ohio. So even though they may be here, they're kind of under the radar screen and they function as a nutritionist sometimes. I think the last time I looked, which was a while ago, there was something like 5 naturopaths in the entire state of Ohio. And that's because they don't have a license here. Naturopaths are only licensed in 16 states across the country, and Ohio is not one of them. But if you're looking for a natural clinic in Northeast Ohio, that's where I am, is in Cleveland, go to Tenpenny Integrative Medical Center. And we've got 2 PAs and Dr. Clapper is a fabulous physician. Sandy, one of my physician's assistants, has worked for me for over 20 years. Carla has probably 25 years of experience, and she's been there about 3 years now. We do IV therapies. We do hormonal things. So I would say Northeast Ohio, come see me. Come see us. I'm not seeing patients right now, but come to my clinic and come see the wonderful, wonderful practitioners we have there.
Okay. Second question. Can you talk about bisphosphonates like Fosamax and the pros and cons, and then injections like Reclast, pros and cons?
Yeah, that's Reclast is the injection. They're all pretty awful. And it's because actually, I think I'm going to do this fall. We're going to do a couple of webinars this fall. One webinar I'd really like to do is on osteoporosis, and we're definitely going to do one on breast health and the myth of the mammogram. And so bisphosphonates are the drugs that you take for osteoporosis, and they have created osteopenia and made it a disease. Osteopenia is the early bone loss. And really, osteopenia is a survival mechanism. Because what it's really telling you, it's a warning sign. It's like having chest pain is a warning sign that there's something going on with your heart or your blood vessels or your heart. You know, osteopenia is a warning sign that you are a very, very acidic person. Too much red meat that's not completely being broken down. You're not taking digestive enzymes. Too much pops and sodas in your diet. A whole bunch of things that makes you be very acidic. And to balance out that acid, your body leaches the calcium out of your bones to balance out your acid. So the first thing that you would do with osteopenia is look at your diet. And remember that bone is an endocrine organ. It's not just a skeleton that carries you around. And so what they do with a bisphosphonate, how it works, and the when you say pros and cons, there's really not very many pros. And the cons are, in your bone, you've got two primary types of cells. You've got an osteoblast, which builds bones, and you've got an osteoclast that breaks down bones. And they work in unison. You know, as you clot out bone to balance out your acid or to remodel your bone and to get rid of old bone, you've got osteoblasts that build them back up. Well, what the bisphosphonates do, and the Reclast is a bisphosphonate. It's just injectable instead of a pill. It permanently and irreversibly kills all of the osteoclasts. So your bones don't remodel. You don't break down dead bone. You don't have a way to repair your acidity in your body. And it's irreversible. Once you've killed them, they're dead. And you can't go back. And it's a horrible thing. And that's why so many people end up with jaw dysfunction. They end up with broken jaws, broken femurs. There's all kinds of reports of people that are just walking down the street, and right in the mid shaft of their femur, that's just like their thigh, it breaks in two and then they fall. And the doctors, when you go to the ER, the doctors say, oh, you fell and broke your leg. And people in women and men, because men get osteoporosis and are put on these drugs too, will say, no, my leg, there was a loud pop and a lot of pain, and then I fell. It didn't happen after I fell. And the doctor's like, yeah, really? Okay. They most of the time don't believe them. But there's been enough reports now over the years. And so they are not good medications. They fall into the category of do everything else first. There have been times, you know, when you get a bone density test, it's scored on a arrhythmic scale. So if you can imagine a straight line, that at the end of the line on the right is a zero, And as you move to the left, it goes -1, -2, -3, -4. And what those mean, -1 is -10% of your bone, -2 is 20%, -3 is 30%, -4 is 40% of your bone, which is really, really severe osteoporosis. There have been a handful of times over the years when I would see people in the clinic that their osteoporosis was so advanced in terms of a -4, 40% of their bone, that I would suggest, because it was like, it's like you have a bleeding from your artery, you need to put a tourniquet on it, that we would have to do something short, you know, with the bisphosphonates. That would be the only time I've ever prescribed those. And the reclast, anything that is injectable and not reversible, I've always really been concerned about it. And first of all, it's expensive. The doctors make a lot of money off of it by doing the injection. And then the third thing is, like, what if you have a reaction to it? What if you have a side effect? What if it makes you feel horrible? But it's a once a year or twice a year injection. How do you get that stuff out of your body? I mean, if you have a reaction to a pill, you can just stop the pill. But if you've got something injected in your body that's supposed to be there for a year, then what? So I'm going to, hopefully this fall, we will do an osteoporosis webinar, and I'll bring in the people from Juvent, because Peter Simonson, who's the vice president of the company, is a friend of mine, and he gives a great presentation about bone health. And we can work on that together to talk really about osteoporosis and what your bone is really all about. He told me one time, and I thought this was such a good comment. He said, you know, bone is 60 to 70% of your total body weight. I mean, if you weigh 100 pounds, 70% of your body is bone. And yet there's no such thing as an osteologist. I mean, there's a cardiologist, an endocrinologist, a pulmonologist, an OBGYN. You know, orthopedics really isn't an osteology. They really don't specialize in bone health and bone integrity that has to do with osteoporosis, osteopenia, the endocrine side of bone, and all these different things. There's no such thing as a subspecialty in bone health of an osteology. And when he said that to me, that it just resonated. Because nobody really takes care of your bones. They just give you pills. And you see an orthopedist if you need a surgery. So hopefully we will get that together for you for this fall. Anything else, Cookie?
A few, but I'll only ask one more because we're out of time. Time is up. What is the best way to support the gut when your gallbladder is removed?
The best thing is probiotics and bile salts. Bile salts. It's really, really important to do that. It's really important to have, because that's one of the things that your gallbladder does, is when you break down red blood cells, it goes, all of those little pieces go into your gallbladder. And then when you eat fat, it squeezes out these enzymes that are in your gut to digest the fat. And one of the main ones that we don't talk about very often is bile salts. And you can get those at any health food store, and you can get them in a digestive enzyme. That I think they generally come with a digestive enzyme. I don't know for sure if you can buy them separately as in just a supplement all by itself, but I do know for sure that you can buy a digestive enzyme that has high levels of bile salts in it. That's really, really important. And our Brighteon show next week has Dr. Lynn Lafferty in it. It's an amazing interview. You know that I do a lot of our podcasts are pre-recorded now, because it makes it so much better for the listener. And so I did the interview with her yesterday. It will air next Monday night, and then it will be up on the podcast. We talked about so many things and so much about gut health and things like that. So you won't want to miss that. Mark your calendars for next Monday night, 7 p.m. on Brighteon. that is live streamed, or for sure, we will be posted next Thursday on drtenpenny.substack.com. You won't want to miss that. It was really, really good. Anything else, Michelle, I haven't talked about?
No, I think that's good.
That's good. Cookie, any more questions? I think we have time for one more. Is she still there?
I'm here. Sorry, my screen hid and I couldn't find the mute button.
Okay.
So yeah, one that should be quick for the dose of ivermectin. What dose do you suggest?
Well, the general dose is 0.6 milligrams per kilogram. So you have to take your body weight in pounds and convert it, divide it by 2.2. And that tells you how many kilograms you are. So if you are 100 pounds, you divide that by 2.2. That's how many kilograms you are. And then you take that times 0.6. And you can take that in divided doses if it's a larger dose. But that's the general recommendation for the dose for ivermectin.
And Dr. T, is there a difference from when one is sick to when one is just using it prophylactically? Prophylactically, I can't speak today.
Well, it's been my experience that ivermectin is good prophylactically, but hydroxychloroquine is much better when you're sick. So that's why, you know, when we do our telemedicine consults with people in the state of Ohio for ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, we prescribe both to have in your armamentarium because, and it's been my own personal experience that way too, that, like I said, I've been taking ivermectin prophylactically for a long time. I went to Hawaii in April because I did some speaking over there and I caught something and I just had this chronic cough that just would not go away. And it wasn't bad, but it was always there and it was kind of worse at night. So I said, well, I'm going to take some hydroxychloroquine. So I took hydroxychloroquine 200 milligrams twice a day for about a week and it finally went away. And I had to do that twice. It got better, but not completely. And then a couple weeks later, I did it again. So I think that it's really good to have both in your emergency medicine cabinet for whatever's going to be released on us here in the next couple of weeks. Anything else over there, Cookie?
That is it, my dear.
Okay. Well, I want to thank everybody so much for joining us here this morning for our little coffee clutch. I hope that you found this a good way to start your day. You know, this will be posted on drtenpenny.substack.com later this afternoon. And we have 5 broadcasts, you know, that we do this week with Dr. T on Monday morning. We do Brighteon on Monday night. We do this on Tuesday morning. We do Happy Hour with Dr. T on Tuesday night and Thursday night. And we're starting, you know, for the rest of the month of August. The Happy Hour with Dr. T on Thursday night is me. It's Happy Hour Solo. So I'm doing it every night every Thursday night for the month of August. And then in September, we're starting a new series. Mark your calendars for this with Dr. Judd Burton. We're doing a whole series on the Book of Enoch. And I think there's a lot of questions about it. And he's a PhD in history and a great Bible historian. I think it's going to be really interesting. And then, of course, there's Critically Thinking with Dr. T and Dr. at 7 p.m. on Thursday nights. There is no Critically Thinking this week. Dr. Larry and I are both traveling, so we will not have a Critically Thinking episode this coming Thursday night, but we'll be back with you next Thursday as we move forward. So thanks, everybody, for being here. And I'm closing out with one of my favorite verses from the Bible, Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So remember to lean into God and trust Him for everything. We'll see you again next week, same place, same time, right here at Morning Coffee with Dr. T. Have a great week, everybody. Goodbye and God bless. Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant. You can take it when you're nursing. You can give it to little children. You can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out, the heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch with in our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite. from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years. Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off. We also have an apparel line on our store that has just the best things. In fact, I go and shop at my own store. I mean, I really do go and buy stuff out of my own store. They have t-shirts and sweatshirts and cups and mugs and totes. We've got a great designer. We're always adding new things all the time. And either one of those two product lines, either our private label supplements, our Opti line, the white bottles with the green leaves on it, or with the apparel store, and they're two separate stores. They do not have a single shopping cart. It's like you go in one store and get your groceries and you go to the other store and get your shoes. Well, these are two separate stores, but you can use the same affiliate code. If you use the code podcast, when you go to the checkout, you can get 10% off on everything you buy every time you go to the store. Gold and silver always has value. It never goes to zero. And it's a great place to store your wealth. It's a great place to have it for inheritance, for your children, for your grandchildren. And when you can actually get the coins itself, when you can actually do that, you can actually even have a coin collection. I think that some of the older Walking Liberty silver dollars are just amazing, that come from the early 1900s. And I think that everybody should have some of those, not only for history, but as a place to protect your wealth, protect your money going forward. It never goes to zero. Like our paper fiat money with hyperinflation and the things that we may be seeing in the future, our dollar could literally go to zero, could be worth nothing. You might even not even be able to barter with it, but you will always have value in gold and silver. You'll always be able to eat with it. You'll be able to trade with it. And it's a great place to store your wealth. Particular company that we work with because we really, again, trust their product. We believe that this company has a high level of integrity and they are great with customer service. To learn more, go to bit.ly/gold-silver-DRT. That's bit.ly/gold-silver-DRT.